It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers, happy Sunday. This is Diana Leader, and it's the Crave More Life Roadshow. This is episode 22 of a series of podcasts designed to get you kicking your own ass to live the life you crave. Okay, ladies, spit it out. You are telling people things, personal things, intimate things, things that people will use to peg you every single day. Sadly, people will often do that. They will take a look at you and quickly decide what kind of person you are. Now, I don't give a rat's ass about what other people think of me, but I am very aware of what I put out into the world relative to my own authenticity and being myself. Every single time you respond to a question, a query, or a demand, you are telling people things about you. Like when you said it was okay when you were treated poorly. Or when you said no, you wouldn't apply for that job you really want because you don't think you'll get it anyway. Or when you kept silent when you witnessed an injustice. What do you imagine you told people about you? What do you want people to really know about you? And how can you express that? How about simply being the woman that deep down, past your fears and doubts, you really want to be? The one who takes risks to get what she wants. The one who speaks up when she needs something. The one who knows and trusts herself enough to do things the way she wants to do them. I recently saw a quote that said, "Sometimes you have to fall first and grow your wings on the way." What if you became the woman that you really want to be and figured it out as you were doing it, one day at a time? What would you be telling people about you then?